grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
In the rhythm of life, there is dying and rising happening all the time. It's the heartbeat of the earth, really. And I don't have to tell you that living where you live, here in Hollister, where I live in Monterey County. We only have to look at the flowers and think about the bread and the wine on the altar to know that a little seed died, so something could fruit and flower and be a fuller version of itself. We can look around at each other and know that that exact same process happened in our mother's wombs, right? And even as we were born, our life in the womb died so that we could be fruit as a growing human being. So it is just the heartbeat of life. It's the rhythm. It's what God has made as the way that the creation is regenerated, that we are regenerated and we are reborn. And it is the basic part of Christianity, death and resurrection. And living into that process is the Christian way and the Christian life. And we live just like the creation, and die just like the creation. We take it a little more personally when we think about ourselves than when we think about the flowers, right? Because the death and resurrection process is one of suffering and pain sometimes. Transformation is not always a happy experience. Am I right? Sometimes we're like, I don't really want to be in this place or do this. But it is what's happening. And so we will sometimes resist it. And yet Jesus says it's true in the physical realm of life, and it's true in the spiritual realm of life. And he was always inviting people to give stuff up. He was always inviting people to die deaths along the way in order to experience that transformation, that resurrection, and to let something flourish and flower, to allow more of the kingdom of God to be known. I mean, Jesus was a pretty radical guy. He's like, let the principalities of the world die off so that more of the kingdom of God can be known. You know, more love, more grace, more justice, more of God's dream for the planet and for the human community. And for us who follow in the way of Jesus, we're signing on to living in that rhythm, living in that heartbeat of how God has made the world to regenerate and to become more fully the self that God wants it to be. And it's pretty hard work. It was about 4 months after my husband Michael was killed. It's actually right about this time. I can remember waking up in the morning, one morning, and saying to myself, you know, I think he's actually never really coming back. You know, it took me about 4 months to actually accept that my husband was dead. And I thought in that same moment, and I said it to myself, I thought, and I think I'm not actually going to feel better anytime soon, like maybe ever. And I couldn't imagine, you know, not being in that place. I'm also thankful that a couple of months before that, I woke up one morning and said, I'm going to trust this process of death and resurrection. I have no idea what's going on. I am confused and overcome by grief. But I'm going to trust it. Because I've trusted it before, and it's worked. Nothing with this big, but it's worked. And so many people, all our saints, people that raised me up in the faith, people who have been a witness to me, have testified. See, this stuff works. This dying and this rising. You just have to look at the flowers to see it. Just have to see your food to see it. Just have to look at each other to see it. And so if we trust that process of dying and rising, of death and resurrection, we trust it. it. We can learn its rhythm, learn its heartbeat, work with it, let it work on us. And that's a stewardship piece for us. I know that Ken wants you to think about money. You want to think about money? But the stewardship, right, of our most basic spiritual truth of death and resurrection is critical. What are we going to do with that? How are we going to let it live in us and work on us? And how are we going to work with that in the world? There's some very deep discernment that goes on with that process. The world is a complicated place in a lot of ways. In our gospel reading today, John chapter 11, the death and the resurrection of Lazarus. So Jesus is not the first resurrection story. John loves long stories. So if you want to get into a great story, like read a chapter of John. You can read all of 11. It's just packed. They're all like that. He loves details. And I think one way to read this particular story in the Gospel of John is to look at it as just watching the various processes of discernment that are going on around this event of the death of Lazarus. Martha's piece, which we see on the other side, but before Mary talks, and we don't have it in our text printed today, but she's very accepting of Lazarus' death. I mean, Jesus shows up and she says, if you'd been here, you wouldn't have died, and yet I trust you, and I believe in this. And they have kind of a mutual affirmation that Jesus says, I am the resurrection, and I am the way and the life. And she says, I know, and I'll see my brother on the last day. And it feels, for me anyway, with this read, a peaceful place that she's in, a very accepting place. Mary, not so much. You know, and I kind of hear her angry in this text. There's a holy anger there today. It's like, no, if you had been here, this would not have happened. I don't want to be here, she says. And there's a lot of denial going on around the edges as the crowd wonders about the power of Jesus. And Jesus himself is deeply grieved. We're not quite sure why, but he weeps, you know. And so he raises Lazarus from the dead. And not the traditional 3 days, which for Jews was the time when the spirit had fully left the body. So still lingering around within that period. But Lazarus, 4 days, there's a point being made there. It's like, this guy is seriously dead. He's dead. There's no question about it. He is out in the realm of eternal life, physically free. Spirit is gone. And Martha's comment, you know, he's going to stink. And she gets it, like, the dude's dead, okay? He's gone. And the point was to say, look, you can deal with resurrection on the last day when Jesus comes again, you know, and the world is all healed and whole and good. And you must deal with it now. Because it's happening right now, all the time. Death and resurrection. Death and rebirth. New life. It's ongoing all the time. Don't wait. And it's not so easy dealing with resurrection because you actually get a sense of what has died. I mean, Lazarus, he's been out wandering around in the greater eternal life. Right? He's going to be completely transformed and changed. And everybody there, you can't unknow that stuff. You know? You ever have one of those experiences that's just been so profound in your life and you go, I can't not know that now. It's happening in the story. You can't not know the new life that God has given you. And so what do we do with that? Do vote on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Vote on Tuesday. And for me personally, you know, preparing for the vote, which I've done because I'll be in a meeting in New York on Tuesday, so it's been in the mail. But it's a season of discernment, right? You know, pray about your vote. Pray about what is dying, what is rising in our culture and in our world today. And it could be different for all of us.
with the exercise of the practice of paying attention to what's the rhythm. See, I know for me, I'm pondering the creation. I've been over in Santa Cruz area a lot lately, and it's starting to look, the landscape, a little more like the high Sierras that I'm comfortable with.
Right.
It's gotten so dry. And climate change, you know, do we go with it? Do we let it die and be reborn? Is it possible? I don't know. What about anti-Semitism? There's a big crashing reality coming in on us in the last week. You know, do we just let it go? Do we let tolerance and religious freedom just let it go in our country? Or do we disrupt? You know, maybe we need to intervene like Jesus intervened. Said, you know what? Let's deal with some resurrection now instead of waiting for the last day. And as we follow Jesus, that's part of our stuff. And how do we disrupt? I disrupted by going to temple last Tuesday night with 1,200 other people in Carmel Valley. You know, who knew? We all turned up. I emailed all our Jewish colleagues and clergy and just said, put on your collar, get your people, and go. So, is it disruption? Is it let the death happen? Both can be right. And our discernment matters. Because this is what we follow. We follow Jesus into his death and into his resurrection, trusting in the process of new life. And today, as we celebrate our saints, see the people who've witnessed to us, both in our personal everyday lives, that have raised us in faith, that have said, hey, pay attention to that. Be a good steward of your faith. And to the historic saints who were just so good at the discernment and the practice of this rhythm of life, this heartbeat of God's creation. They would be inspired, and they would be bold, and they would live out our calling.